off and away from the Johnny Mann Singers, dedicated with this morning to Miss Vivian Holgate, who probably won't be listening because she'll be busy working at Mayfair 7362. But anyway, she'll probably get the message, Bardo.
Wonderful Radio London.
You know, Radio London listeners aren't stupid, are they? Somebody's just jotted that number down, Mayfair 7362, and they're phoning up Vivian Holgate and saying, "Here, they just said your name on Radio London." 3 minutes now past the hour of 10 o'clock.
Dear,
who?
Mrs. Appleby, I've got to get something off my chest. Mrs. Appleby, you've got the wrong idea about me. Mrs. Appleby, you told Marie she couldn't go with me because you heard that I was bad. Mrs. Appleby, please hear my plea. Don't you know that anyone can change? Mrs. Appleby, and for Marie, I'd even swim the sea. Mrs. Appleby, I'm begging you to please be kind. I want a chance to change your mind about me. Mrs. Appleby.
Gary.
I want to tell you about a revolutionary new kind of smoke.
John Cotton Cigarillos. Mild cigar tobacco wrapper outside, mild cigar tobacco inside. 100% cigar tobacco and filter tip. Not strong like a big cigar and no expensive. Only 5 and 5 for 20. And that 5 and 5 for 20, you can afford to hand them around. Join the smoking revolution. Smoke John Cotton Cigarillos.
5 and a half minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and greetings to Mrs. Barbara Ann Walker of 5 Oxford Road, Ponders End, Enfield, forget it. Jambo, Donna.
Good morning.
This is 266. And this is the number 39, son, in this week's Fabulous 40. Nirvana. Well, there's a little number called The Goddess.
Thank you.
Nirvana and the Tiny Goddess. A super sound, isn't it? Number 39 on this week's Fabulous 40. We're going to let her hear from Patricia of 9 Greenway, Eltham, London SE9, who's getting married quite shortly. So the best of luck to you in the future, Patricia. And also, we're trying to say hello to her sister, Mrs. Rita Fluitt, who's somewhere lurking around the British Isles. We don't know where she is, so Patricia would appreciate a letter from you. Anytime you can drop a line, Mrs. Rita Fluitt. Okay, Patricia of 9 Greenway, Eltham, London, SE9.
Wonderful Radio London.
Ten past ten, that's the time check right now, and we've got Captain Vertigo as our first guest in the studio this morning. Actually, what I was going to do is have an extended coffee break today from 9 till 12, but no, everybody seems to be kipping in bed. They all promised they'd come down to the show, and they're all still in bed. Anyway, we'll say good morning to Captain Vertigo. How are you this morning,
good morning,
Captain?
Good morning, Cat Hughes.
Good morning, Captain Vertigo.
Good morning, Professor.
How are you? All right?
Yeah, all right. I just had a look through this.
What's that? Oh, yes, those things. Oh, dear. Did I give you the other ones back?
No, no. I brought them all back because of this real English-style written.
Did you get them from the newsroom?
Yes.
I was going to say, I left them up in the newsroom for you. You've had a read through them, have you?
Yeah, very hard stuff.
Jolly good. Oh, we gave Captain Vinegar some technical papers to read, see if he could translate them for us. Very good. So, get any message from Holland, then, my final programme in the series?
Poor Holland.
Yeah, say hello to everybody in Holland.
Say to my wife, hello.
Oh, she'll be listening.
Sterk hoor, ik zal je gauw schrijven. Yes, thanks very much.
Okay then.
I hope she may be listening.
I hope so.
The boys are listening always, Radio London.
Yeah.
All day, yes.
Oh, well, greetings to the Booniger lads anyway.
Right.
for Sycamore, recorded by Mr. Wayne Fontana. And the time on Radio London is exactly 10:15.
You get a positive charge out of
Big Gal.
I just had a long natter with Captain Bunnigan. It's pity you couldn't hear it. Pity we couldn't relay what he was talking about. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Now we come to the number 9 sound on this week's Fab 40 that goes... Francisco, served up there by Mr. Scott McKenzie, brings the time on Radio London to 18 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, and bingo! Friday night is Big L Bingo Bonanza Night at Pleasure Island near the beach in Ramsgate. There are mammoth cash prizes, jackpots and snowballs, and you can win a brand new Triumph Herald. Yes, that's absolutely true. The special children's room under expert supervision at all sessions. The Big L Bingo Bonanza Night is a must for everyone. Doors open at 6:45 and eyes down at 8 o'clock. There are large, comfortable bars, and there's also a buffet. In fact, there's everything for your comfort and enjoyment. Admission is only half a crown in the evening and 1 and 6 pence in the afternoon. For details of free membership, write to Pleasure Armour, Marine Esplanade, Ramsgate, in the county of Kent. And you must be over 18 years of age, but write today for full details to Pleasure Armour, Marine Esplanade, Ramsgate, Kent.
Wonderful radio.
I'd like to say hi now to all the DJs who are currently on land, but they won't be on land for much longer, because in 15 minutes' time, they'll be on that tender bound for Radio London, and they are Mark Roman, Peter Drummond, Tony Brandon, Ian Damon, and our new boy Tommy Vance. Paul Kay is still on holiday, and he's over in Ireland. So greetings to all you, and if you're coming across by sea today, don't worry, it's as smooth as a baby's dance. Greetings to the Williams family of Cambridge.
Take one fresh and tender kiss. Add one stolen night of bliss.
10 o'clock, and there we had greetings to Oliver, Rosemary, Sheila, Louise, Olive and Hugh Williams of Norland, Tidwis Beach in Cambridge, who've been probably the most dedicated, well, some of the most dedicated viewers to Radio London over the last few years, and thank you very much indeed for everything, and all the best for the strawberry picking, and yes, the old Skews Orchestra tuning up again there. I was hoping that my last record probably would be For All We Know, which was by the Conniff aggregation, but unfortunately the record who was sending it out hasn't arrived, so Tragedysville. Now, who's coming in now? It's Mitch, dressed very smartly. Mitch, you're not dressed very smartly, or you're not going to say hello. Nobody's going to willing to say anything on my programme today. Careful I'm not all choked off just because I'm leaving and nobody's willing to say anything. Aren't you going to say anything, Mitch?
Good morning, kid.
Good morning, Mitch.
Well?
Why don't you want to say anything?
Well, nothing yet.
Nothing yet?
After you large cup of coffee.
Oh, by jingo, that's a large cup. Are you sure you didn't get this from under the bed?
No, not on the top of the bed.
It's fantastic. The largest thing I've ever seen. Well, thank you very much indeed anyway, Mitch. And, things.
Show me the way, love, love, that I've been dreaming of.
Jazz Song presented by Mary Langley on the CBS label. It's in our fabulous 40 this week at slot number 33. And it's Stay in My World. It's 26 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock right now. And we've got news for you at 10:30 with Stu Pott. We hope you enjoy that. Pardon? You didn't hear what I said? Oh, no. Am I going to repeat it all again? All right, from the top. This week, there's a fantastic lineup of stock car racing for your enjoyment. Just listen to this. On Thursday at Aldershot Stadium in Tongham, just off the Hog's Back between Guildford and Aldershot, you can see top-line racing with all the thrills and excitement. Racing starts at 8 o'clock. On Friday, you can go to the Yarmouth Stadium to watch racing from 8 o'clock onwards. Most of your favourite drivers will be there for your enjoyment and also excitement. On Saturday, come along to Ipswich Stadium for a full lineup of big stock car racing. It starts at 8 o'clock, so make sure you're not late. On Sunday, there's wrestling and racing at Yarmouth. Wrestling kicks off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and stock car racing at 3:30. So make sure you go stock car racing this weekend. Listen to Big Al for more details of the day and the time. To take us up to news time then with Stu Pond, which is just 2 minutes away from now, it's Rick and Sandy, a revive.
You created the earth. Why did she create it? To sow the seed, to grow the grass, to give life to the field. Man created machines. Why didn't he create them? To cut the grass, to feed the cows, to give life to himself.
Show is now 10:30.
Wonderful Radio London. News around the clock.
Dateline Tuesday, July the 25th, America. Federal troops have now moved into Detroit following race riots and looting as has been going on for the past 3 days. President Johnson, commenting last night, said the situation is now beyond the control of local authorities. I promise firm action soon. This has been the first time ever that law and order has broken down in the city, where 15 people have so far been killed and over 1,000 injured. Police have made over 2,000 arrests. Kensington, Sir Malcolm Sargent is to go into hospital today for an operation for an obstruction in the bile duct. Sir Malcolm, who is 72, had hoped to conduct the promenade concerts later this week. Sir Adrian Bolt and Colin Davis have been deputizing. Sir Malcolm had a gallbladder operation last December. Canada, President de Gaulle was given a big welcome at Montreal last night. The national anthem was drowned by hundreds of Quebec separatists who booed loudly. President de Gaulle replied and shouted, "Long live free Quebec." Later the crowd shouted, "Down with the Queen." The Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Lester Pearson, has asked for a transcript of President de Gaulle's speech.
Westminster, the opposition were defeated by the government last night in the economic debate. The government had a majority of 98. Mr. Heath for the opposition described Mr. Wilson as the master of the candy floss economy. Golf, Britain's Peter Townsend won the Dutch Open Championship, which took place at The Hague yesterday. He beat Papa Segerum of South Africa by one stroke. Sheerness, the bodies of two brothers aged 8 and 9 were found last night after a sea and air search. They were the sons of Mr. and Mrs. Butley of Maidstone and had spent the day at the seaside. And now the weather. This morning will be cloudy with rain in many places. In the south and east, it will be a dull day with temperatures only reaching the lower 70s. And winds will remain moderate northeasterly. And that's the news and weather at 10:30 on Radio London. The next news in 1 hour's time. Ed Stewart reporting. We'll be right back.
the submarine and brought to that Love Is All You Need or All You Need Is Love. Many thanks indeed, Ed Stewart, for the new... Look, can I finish off what I was saying? Well... Didn't want to mention that Ed Stewart was reading the news at 10:30 anyway.
Going abroad? Well, don't forget your passport. And don't forget to buy Du Maurier Super King, the smooth, longer-than-king-size British cigarette.
Super King!
Yes, Super Kings are export-only, the extra-long cigarette that's already an international hit. On sale in aircraft and duty-free shops abroad. Don't forget the name.
Longer-than-king-size, smoother-than-king-size.
Super Kings abroad, bring a carton back.
Many thanks indeed, Carl Conway. No, I got a bean pod sticking in me. What's it? Hold on. Now, it's sticking on between two of my teeth. I had beans for breakfast. Whoopee!
Hey! Suddenly things began to happen when I looked into your face.
Hey!
Suddenly.
Powerful presentation, isn't it? And it's presented by the Ivy League and Suddenly Things. And Marjorie Jackson of Letchworth in Hertfordshire opens her letter by saying, suddenly things begin to happen. Just coincidence that she wrote the letter, let's see, 2 weeks ago, and that record wasn't even out there. But anyway, suddenly things begin to happen, and as she says here, music makers become criminals. Sorry to hear that the government are forcing British disc jockeys to say fond farewells to Radio London and other stations. Well, Marjorie, thank you very much indeed for your nice letter anyway, and thank you for supporting Free Radio.
For the bright yellow batteries, Vidor batteries pack super power, super light. Transistors sound terrific with Vidor.
We're going to say greetings now to Sandy and Don Allen of 56 Grove Hill Road, Redhill in Surrey. Also to Dick, Colin, Mike A, and all others at number 6. 17 minutes now before the hour of 11 o'clock, and Cat Stevens.
Down to platform 1 and the 8:30 train to Matthew and Son. Matthew and Son, the work never done, there's always something new. The pound in your hand, you take them to bed, you never ever do. And they've been working all day. Break, and that's all you take for a cup of cold coffee and a piece of cake. Matthew and Tom, the work never done, there's always something new. The files in your hand, you take them to bed, you're never ever through. And they've been working all day. Got people who've been working for 50 years. No one asks for more money, cause nobody cares. Even though they're pretty low and their rent's in arrears.
Matthew and Son, recorded by Cat Stevens, brings the time on Radio London to 14 and a half minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. I want to say greetings now to all sort of past Radio London DJs who may be lurking locally around or tuned in this morning. Greetings also to other all offshore radio stations. Hiya.
It's smooth sailing with the highly successful sound of wonderful.
Onward. Number 13 on the Fab 40, and it's Arthur Conley.
My soul, you were wearing them nylon holes. Lord have mercy.
powerful presentation that is from Arthur Conley, a touch of the old shake, rattle, and roll.
Big gal.
Where the action is.
The Baker family, 64 Richmond Road, Ipswich in Suffolk, tell me that one of the very first records I ever played on Radio London was entitled Woman by Peter and Gordon. Well, it's going to be one of the last, and we're delighted to say, Teresa, that you, or we're delighted to read anyway, that you're out of hospital now after having your appendix out of the Ipswich and East Suffolk Hospital Heath Road branch, and they said they wouldn't let you listen to Radio London in there. Well, after I went in there, I wouldn't be in the least surprised. They wouldn't let me listen either. They confiscated my radio when I was in there to listen to the...
Come on.
If you're feeling down, come on and get happy. Woo! With wonderful Radio London.
Can you just imagine Skews listening to Mrs. Dale's Dairy? Or would you believe Diary? Greetings to Mrs.
Woman, do you love me? Woman, if you need me, then believe me, I need you. Be my woman. Woman, do you love me? Woman, if you need me, then believe me, I need you. Be my woman. And should you ask me how I'm doing, what shall I say? Things are okay, well I know that they're not, and I still may have lost. Woman, do you love me? Woman, if you need me, then believe me, I need you. Be my woman. I hope you'll take your time and tell me. When we're alone, love will come home. I would give up my world if you'll say that my girl is my woman. I've got plenty of
Catherine Gordon on the subject of Mrs. Woman. 8 minutes now before the hour of 11 o'clock, and there you go, Carol, Teresa, Olive, Louise, and Granite. Sorry, in fact, that I won't be seeing you today when I get up to Ipswich Station around about 4-ish or 5-ish or something like that. Anyway.
This is wonderful Radio London. When you're hearing things, when you're hearing.
Thanks for everything in the past, and greetings to you and also to the Fellgate folks. That's Wendy, Betty, Barry and Arthur of Berghold Road, Brantham. We're also saying hi to Miss Barbara Cook of 118 High Road, Trimley St. Mary, near Ipswich. We'll be passing down there later on today. I'll wave to you from the taxi, okay? Between 4 and 5 sometime. Or maybe between 3 and 5, gonna say, pal.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. Hit across the house the back to that, and after every number they pass that. McQueen and McGuire just are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at. No one's getting fat except Mama Cash. It's all a good
what they were aiming at. And no one's getting fat except Mama Cat. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
The Mamas and the Papas, Up the Old Barking Creek Alley on that particular one. Now, do you want more money, an interesting career, and an assured future? Of course you do. Well, within 5 weeks, you could become a fully trained computer programmer, ready to embark on a satisfying, financially rewarding career in an industry offering unrivaled opportunity for advancement. Ring the School of Computer Programming in London. The telephone number is Museum 8831. In Birmingham, it's Central 3623. And you can arrange to attend a completely free introductory lecture telling you all about the industry and what your prospects could be. Those numbers again are London Museum 8831, Birmingham Central 3623.
You're always 1, 2, 3, jump ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed.
With happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
Use Vitality.
Women like naturally. Natural men use non-greasy Vitalis.
Keep your hair in place today.
Vitalis contains invisible V7 that keeps hair in place without
use
grease.
Use Vitalis, you're a natural. Keep your hair in place today.
Use Vitalis when she feels your hair, not your hairdressing.
To keep your hair in place today.
Buy yourself a bottle.
Incidentally, there's no particular coffee break today. It's just an extended coffee break between 9 and 12 today. Anybody and everybody's going to walk in. Everybody seems very shy today. Nobody's saying anything. We had Captain Berniger in, who's not really said much. We had Mitch in, who's too shy to say anything. So it's all down to me, and I'm too shy to say anything anyway. Except greetings today, and it's the 21st birthday, I do believe, of Anne Easterby of 124 Grampton Road, Sevenoaks in Kent. But she said, please don't mention her name and her age. So Anne Easterby, congratulations and a happy 21st. Or is it 19th? Would you believe 23? Bobby Darrell.
If you are wondering what I'm gonna do while you are sleeping, am I sleeping too? Well, I'm just sitting here loving you. Close my eyes and loving you. I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. I have been wondering just what I would do if I weren't sleeping. Walking on the avenue, finding you. Well, I'm just sitting back, sitting here, loving you. keep from going home. I couldn't quite barely conceive of you. Now I can't conceive of ever leaving you. Cause I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you. I'm just sitting back, sitting here loving you.
Ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Happy birthday, however old you are, anyway. And with lots of love from Roger, Jane, and also from Neil.